Miraculous Healing at the Temple Gate Beautiful, Part 2. Reflections. What a miraculous healing of the man, lame from his mother's womb, as recorded in Acts chapter 3. It's interesting to note that he had been in this condition for over 40 years. Acts chapter 4, verse 22. For the man was over 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Just think about it. His leg muscles, his tendons, his joints, his bones had never borne his body weight. Any medical practitioner will tell you that even after a short period of time of lack of usage, your muscles, etc., will degrade seriously. This man had never used his legs once in over 40 years. Verse 22 above describes it aptly. A miracle of healing had been performed. The scriptures do not say that he was healed by using the authority contained in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, but by a working of a miracle and a gift of healing, which came to pass as Peter received a word of knowledge promptly spoken out to the lame man. Look on us, and silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. All these demonstrations of the Spirit are powered by the Holy Spirit, as He, the Father, wills. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Peter could not have known by his five senses that this lame man would indeed rise up and walk. But the Holy Spirit knew. He is the great searcher of hearts. He knows if an individual will grasp those supernatural utterances and act upon them or not. The Holy Spirit knew this man's heart because he breathed into Peter's spirit a word of wisdom. Basically, supernatural instructions on what action to be taken, having received a word of knowledge. Peter acted, and he took him by the right hand and lifted up. This is the point of faith. As Peter grasped him by the right hand, I see the man lunging forward with the top half of his body. He believes the Father will deliver him. Bam! Immediately, his feet and ankle bones receive strength. Oh, miraculous healing. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him, praise him. Oh, I'm reminded of the man with the withered hand in Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. His hand was withered, probably clenched permanently into a fist. The Lord Jesus spoke out the word of wisdom received from the Holy Spirit. Verse 5, stretch out your hand. An impossibility, according to the five senses. Yet as he endeavored to stretch out, this word stretch is translated from the Greek word ekteno. It means to extend. So let's put that into the verse. Yet as he endeavored to extend his hand in compliance with the supernatural command from the Holy Spirit, miraculously, verse 5, he stretched it out and his hand was restored as whole as the other. A miraculous gift of healing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, gosh. Why do I labor to document these demonstrations of the Spirit as listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10? I do it so that we can be confident that when a word of supernatural knowledge is breathed into our spirit, we can expect a supernatural word of wisdom to follow, giving us instructions on what actions we are to take to see the power of the Holy Spirit flow through our spirit into the lives of those who have needs by way of supernatural faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healings. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation, this is translated from, manifestation is translated from the Greek word phanerosis, and it means the demonstration or exhibition. So we'll put it into the verse. But the demonstration or exhibition of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Hallelujah. These demonstrations of the Spirit flow through us for the profit or the benefit of others. They are not to magnify ourselves before our brothers and sisters in Christ, as Peter so admirably proclaims in Acts chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, as he reflects on the man who once was lame, but by the power of the Holy Spirit was walking, leaping, and praising God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this, or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus." You see, it's all about our Heavenly Father. He desires to see the captive set free, to see the lame walk, to see those withered in body made whole again, and to open the eyes of the blind. He desires the power of the Holy Spirit to flow through us. He desires us to expect that at any time, night or day. He desires us to be comfortable with the demonstrations of the Spirit for the benefit of others and for his glorification. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, have a glorious day.